Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you've heard about it over the past couple weeks as Amazon has announced that they're looking for a second headquarters, and officials in Erie County want that to be in Buffalo. Well, guess what? We're not alone. Many cities bidding for Amazon's new headquarters. Here to talk about it, Ryan Burrow, and all across the country, including places in Indiana, out in Arizona, Chicago even, looking to be the new home of Amazon.
Like the show The Bachelor, everyone's trying to put on their good face, trying to get that exclusive date with Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Tucson, Arizona, actually trying to send Amazon a cactus to try to woo the headquarters there, and Amazon saying, no, we'll take this cactus. We can't accept that gift. We'll take this cactus, and we'll give it to a museum. In the meantime, Chicago leaders were in Seattle yesterday snooping around, poking around the Amazon's first headquarters. There, looking at some of the things that may make a certain plot of land valuable to the people of Amazon, and then you've got a lot of other cities. Gary, Indiana, throwing their name into the ring. You've got St. Louis as well, and the Buffalo area, which could potentially be a good location. I know that Senator Chuck Schumer seems to be working very, very hard to get some kind of location in New York. So. Everyone's making their pitch right now. The deadline will be October 19th to get those applications submitted.
Ryan, do you have any idea how many cities, towns, states are trying to land this?
No, I mean, we've heard as many as 100. Now, some of them, Amazon has said we want it to be a certain metro area, not necessarily, a bunch of areas around one centralized location. So, for example, Dallas-Fort Worth is looking to land it, as well as Frisco, Texas. Well, they're all kind of in the same metro area, and what Amazon would like to see is one singular bid as opposed to various bids. It's kind of interesting and made for interesting bedfellows here where I'm at in Illinois. The governor of Illinois, obviously very much involved in Chicago's bid, but also involved in the St. Louis bid, seeing as though, just across the river in Illinois, it could be a big boom for jobs as well. So the governor essentially putting his thumb on two different versions of applications.
Now, going forward, are any governments maybe a little bit leery in incentivizing Amazon too much? I'm sure the warnings are out there.
Absolutely. In fact, the leader of the House Republicans here in Illinois spoke up yesterday and warned these delegations that are going to Seattle, that are meeting with Amazon representatives, look, don't bet the store is what he called. Don't promise things that we can't keep. Under promise, and we'll try to overperform as best we can. He was pointing to Foxconn in Wisconsin, where the state government there promised $3 billion in tax incentives to land 13,000 jobs. Now, obviously jobs rule the day with these lawmakers, but at $3 billion, you could have given everyone in the state a new iPhone. So, you've got to be cautious that you're not essentially throwing state money away to land jobs that may not stick around for much beyond a certain date.
All right. Love the Bachelor reference to the Amazon sweepstakes. That's Ryan Burrow covering all the interest around the country for Amazon's second headquarters.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.